أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز، وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيها الناس، أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام، تدخل الجنة بسلام. وقال: من تصدق بعدل تمرة من كسب طيب فإن الله يقبلها بيمينه ثم يربيها لصاحبها كما يربي أحدكم فلوه حتى تكون مثل الجبل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, one of the most important parts of Islam is to give in charity. And charity can come in many forms. One is obviously the obligatory zakat that we give, which is one of the five pillars of Islam. And anything in addition to that is non-obligatory. Obviously, you have zakatul fitr, which is also an obligation, which is given before the Eid prayer in Ramadan. But the majority of other charities that are given, they are non-obligatory charities. So Islam has a very fundamental place, or charity has a very fundamental place in Islam, so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran, He has mentioned the importance of spending in charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses the people of Quraysh, and He, knowing that the people of Quraysh, even before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, were known for tending to the Hujjaj that came to the Baytullah. As you know, the Baytullah was built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and people did still perform Hajj. And during that Hajj, obviously, they committed acts of shirk and so on. But there was a Hajj, or a kind of Hajj, that was still performed during those years of Jahiliyyah. And the people of Quraysh used to be very proud of the fact that they are the tenders of the Hujjaj, and they take care of the Hujjaj, and they are in charge of the maintenance of the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them and says in Surah At-Tawbah, أَجْعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. The question placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that, are you making, or do you consider the feeding of the Hujjaj, or giving them water, and the maintenance of Al-Baytul Haram. Just imagine how praiseworthy these actions are. And we would also be honored to be doing these actions. Maintenance of the Kaaba. What could be more honorable than that? And the Hujjaj that are coming, that are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give them, to feed them, to make sure that they're comfortable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, are you comparing these things to that person who has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, and he strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, la yastawuna inda Allah. They cannot be equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the wrongdoers. And then he says, who is the one who has the highest reward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladhina amanu, those people that have iman, wahajaru, and they migrated to preserve their deen, wajahadu fi sabilillahi bi amwalihim wa anfusihim a'zamu darajatan 'indallah. They strive and they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their wealth and themselves. They strive with their lives and their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the highest in status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. They are the people that are going to be successful. In addition, Allah goes on to say, يُبَشِّرُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَرِضْوَانٍ وَجَنَّاتٍ لَهُمْ فِيهَا نَعِيمٌ مُقِيمٌ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them glad tidings of mercy from Himself and His own pleasure, and jannat, gardens, in which they will be enjoying the blessings, and they will stay in these gardens forever. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with Him a huge reward. So this is very, very clear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prioritizes when it comes to the a'mal of a person. Again, the things that are mentioned in this ayah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, first and foremost, that a person has iman. And a person strives to preserve his deen, so much so that even if he has to make hijrah and leave his land, which is the most difficult thing to do, leave a person's home, leaves a person's business, and everything that a person has ever worked for, to leave it simply for the sake of the deen. And then, on top of that, he strives to promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his wealth and with himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people that have the highest reward. So these are the qualities that we are supposed to, inshallah, instill into ourselves. Majority of charities in this country, or the masajid and the institutions in this country, they run on charities and they run on sadaqat. And we do not have what's known as Wazaratul Awqaf, endowments and things of that nature, or a government funding us. And that has its own benefits, alhamdulillah. At least we have the freedom of speech and we are not tied up to the whims of the government when it comes to the khutbahs and the lectures and so on that we can give in our organizations. But the reality is that without these charities, our masajid cannot function. And sometimes the attitude we have and the thinking we have is, oh no, another fundraiser and another request for money and another time that somebody is standing in front of us and talking about charity. So we really need to understand that we should not think of this as some kind of a hardship. Rather, we should assume that this is an honor for us, and this is an opportunity for us to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a chance for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every time we get an opportunity like this, we should take full advantage of it and think of it as an honor, not as a burden. If we look at the verses that talk about people that spend in charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Those people that spend their wealth night and day in secret and openly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have their reward with their Lord. Meaning, it's such a huge reward that it's not even mentioned. Only Allah and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give that reward that is befitting of such a person that gives in such charity. And on top of that, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, there will be no khawf upon them, and neither they will be worried, neither in this world nor the hereafter. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعَدْلِ تَمْرَةٍ مِّنْ كَسْبٍ طَيِّبٍ, the person who gives even equivalent to a date in charity, and it is from كَسْب طَيِّب, meaning it's from halal wealth, and the wealth that he earned from the sweat of his brow, the wealth that he earned in using halal means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it with his right hand. And Allah himself knows what that means. We cannot describe his hands or his qualities, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. This is what it means. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grows it for him and multiplies it for him and tends to it. Yurabbiha, it is called tarbiya, looking after somebody, taking care of somebody, just like we give tarbiya to our children. And the hadith actually goes on to describe another form of tarbiya. Kama yurabbi ahadukum faluwahu, just like one of you takes a foal, meaning a horse's child, is called a foal, in Arabic is called fulu. So you take that horse and you rear it, and you feed it, and you take good care of it, and you give it exercise so that it becomes a good, trustworthy horse for you. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your wealth, and he multiplies it and takes care of it. Hatta takuna mithla al-jabal, and this dates equivalent that you gave in charity, it will turn into something equivalent to a mountain. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes even the smallest of charities and he multiplies them. This is what we're supposed to be striving for. In another hadith of Sahihain of Bukhari and Muslim, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ تَرْجُمَانٍ, there is nobody amongst you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to. Meaning everyone, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will talk to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to us, and there will be no interpreter between us. There will be direct talk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be talking to us directly. So this person who is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْ, he will look to his right, فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ, and he will only see what he sent forth. He will see what he sent forth in terms of charity. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْ, he will look to his left, فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ, and he will only see whatever he sent forward, meaning in terms of charity. وَيَنْظُرُ تُلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ, and he will look in front of him, فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ, and in front of him, he will only see the hellfire, which is right in front of him. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ, so save yourself from the hellfire, even if it is through giving one portion of a date or a half a date in charity. This is, again, something that we should be striving for. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that a person will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي, I wish that I had sent forward for my life. I wish I had sent forward for my life. He will realize at that point, when he sees Jannah and Jahannam, he will realize that that is the true life. Whatever was left behind was a temporary life, something that finished, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes this worldly life as, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. This worldly life is just a plaything. It's wasteful time. And the real abode of the hereafter, that is the life. That is the true life. The life that is permanent, everlasting, an abadi. It is something that will never ever finish. So a person, if he gets success in that life, that is the true success. If a person gets failure in that life, that is the true failure. So we need to make sure we send forward to for that true life, so that we don't have to wish, as this person says, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati, I wish that I had sent forward for my life. There's a very famous word, ayah of the Quran, which you've probably heard before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain righteousness. The word is very powerful and strong. The word لَن تَنَالُوا, it means you will never ever attain it. It's a lot of emphasis. You will never attain righteousness until you spend from that which you love. So we will never get the status of piety, the status of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the status of al-birr, until we spend that from which we love. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he read the Quran and he passed by this ayah, and he thought to himself that what is the most beloved thing to me? And he had, at that time, slave girls were very common, Rumaytha, a slave girl who he loved very much. So he said to her that he hurratun liwajhillah. I'm setting her free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also mentioned that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his lifetime, he set free more than 1,000 slaves. More than 1,000 slaves had been set free by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The very famous story of Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who heard the same verse, and he said to himself, what is the most beloved thing to me? And he realized that the most beloved thing to him was his property and a garden which was known as Bayruha, and he gave it in charity. And then he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said to him, he said, أحب أموالي إن أحب أموالي إلي بيروحا. The most beloved thing to me is my property, which is known as بيروحا. وإنها صدقة أرجو برها وزخرها عند الله. I hope to get the goodness of it and the accumulation of it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فضعها يا رسول الله حيث أراك الله. Put it, O Prophet of Allah, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you it to be fit. So then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him, Bakhin, Bakhin, Dhalika Malun Rabih, Dhalika Malun Rabih. Bakh, it is an exclamation of congratulations. If a person congratulates somebody, in Arabic one of the words used is Bakh, Bakh. So he is congratulating Abu Talha for giving in charity such a precious commodity that would be a means of his salvation in the hereafter. So the question is that what is the most beloved thing to us, my dear brothers and sisters? And I'm sure that each one of us would say our family, followed by the wealth that we have in our accounts and so on. So this masjid is something that it runs on these funds and your donations, your generosity. So inshallah today we're going to have a fundraiser after the Jumu'ah prayer, and this will be for the purpose of the monthly costs, the operational costs that exceed approximately $30,000 per month. It is such a huge operation that we're running here, but it is not fulfilled by the actual donations in Jumu'ah. So inshallah, after the Jumu'ah prayer, I will request inshallah to sit for a couple of minutes. I'll try to finish within 5 minutes, so that inshallah we can have this quick fundraiser. We know the month of Ramadan is coming up and we need more and more funds during the month of Ramadan, where the costs actually get doubled because of the heating and the air conditioning and the electricity that's used during the blessed month. So please do try to give as much as you can after the salat. جزاكم الله خيرا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام. وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى الملائكة المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، اللهم آتنا ولا تحرمنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي باكستان وفي الصومال وفي العالم كله، واجعلنا من الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك حقا ولا يخافون فيك لومة لائم. آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.